In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will soon start testing the water in 300 homes in Benton Harbor to check the filters given to area residents by the state to remove lead from the drinking water. The Herald Plain reports EPA officials will go into homes and collect water that goes through the filter and also the water without the filters. It's expected to last several weeks. The move comes after the federal agency ordered the city to fix problems at the water plant. The order includes an analysis of whether ownership of the plant should be transferred from Benton Harbor. Meanwhile, work has started in Benton Harbor to replace old lead water service lines. Meek's construction crews could be seen digging into the street along Ogden Avenue to take out lines on Monday. Congressman Fred Upton and Mayor Marks Muhammad stopped by to see the work firsthand. Upton helped secure a $5.6 million federal grant to start the work, while the state has earmarked just under $20 million. Upton says he's asking the EPA to do thorough testing of all homes in the city.
Primarily, we want to know what the magnitude of the problem is. How do we get folks tested? Who's going to pay for it? Are we going to have the right resources to make sure that these lead lines are replaced? Frankly, not only here, but in every community.
Mayor Marks Muhammad said the first phase of the work will see nearly 900 homes serviced.
This $5.6 million is going to take care of 888 homes. We have $3 million from the Booker funds, which the $5.6 got us started, but that'll be about a little over 600 homes with the $3 million from the Booker funds.
Then comes the state money. Muhammad said not every home in the city is affected, which is why the lead testing is needed. Upton is asking the EPA for more information on its engagement with the state on the issue, a determination of filter efficacy and how corrosion controls can be optimized. Laura Goose is the new mayor of the city of St. Joseph. During a Monday meeting, recently elected city commissioners Michael Cirola, Michelle Binkley, and Brooke Thomas all took their seats. Then the new commission had to appoint a mayor. The vote for Goose was unanimous.
The motion passes. Congratulations, Mayor Goose.
Goose told us she's honored and excited to be appointed.
I'm particularly inspired by the fact that I am the second woman mayor in the history of the city, following Mayor Mary Goff. So that's very exciting to me as well. And I am a lifelong resident. I left after college, born and raised here, third generation St. Joe graduate.
Goose came back to the city in 2005. She told us she wants city business to be collaborative with all five commissioners, noting former Mayor Mike Gary was able to juggle many jobs. Appointed as mayor pro tem was Commissioner Lynn Todman, also on a unanimous vote. She said she hopes the commission can stick to its core responsibilities while being efficient. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.